بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم ظلما وعلوا فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين.
Verse number 14. They disbelieved in these miracles and did not accept them, despite being convinced they are from Allah, due to their wrongdoing and their arrogance from the truth. So contemplate, O Messenger, how was the outcome of those who caused corruption on earth? Due to their disbelief and disobedience, I destroyed them and eradicated all of them.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Verse number 15. I granted Dawood and his son Sulaiman knowledge, part of which was the language of birds. Dawood and Sulaiman said, in gratitude to Allah, all praise is for Allah, who has given us virtue over many of his believing servants, through prophethood and subjugating the jinns.
وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودَ وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ وَأُوْتِيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إن هذا لهو الفضل المبين.
Verse number 16. And Sulaiman inherited from his father in prophethood, knowledge and kingdom, and he said, relating Allah's favor on him and his father, O people, Allah has taught us the language of birds and given us of everything he gave to the prophets and kings. This which he has given us is the clear apparent grace.
وحشر لسليمان جنوده من الجن والإنس والطير فهم يوزعون.
Verse number 17. And for Sulaiman his armies of men, jinns and birds were gathered, and they were being led orderly.
حتى إذا أتوا على واد النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون.
Verse number 18. They were being led until when they came to the valleys of ants, a place in the Levant. One of the ants said, O ants, enter your homes so that Sulaiman and his armies do not destroy you whilst they do not know of you, because if they know of you, they will not trample you.
فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين.
Verse number 19. When Sulaiman heard it saying this, he smiled due to this statement of his, and he said, calling unto his Lord, O Lord, enable me and inspire me to be grateful for your favor, which you gave to me and my parents, and enable me to do good actions which please you, and enter me amongst your righteous servants.
وتفقد الطير فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين.
Verse number 20. And Sulaiman took attendance of the birds, but did not see the hoopoe, and he said, What is with me that I do not see the hoopoe? Has something stopped me seeing it, or is it from the absentees?
لأعذبنه عذابا شديدا أو لأذبحنه أو ليأتيني بسلطان مبين.
Verse number 21. He said when its absence became clear to him, I shall punish it severely, or I shall slaughter it, as a punishment for being absent, unless it brings a clear proof to prove its excuse for absence.
فمكث غير بعيد فقال أحطت بما لم تحط به وجئتك من سبأ بنبأ يقين.
Verse number 22. The hoopoe remained absent for a short while. Then when it came, it said to Sulaiman, peace be upon him, I discovered what you did not discover, and I have brought to you from Sabah true news in which there is no doubt. Beneficial points. 1. Pride is a hindrance to being guided to the truth. 2. Being grateful for favors is the etiquette of the prophets and righteous with their Lord. 3. Advising the people with what will prevent them from destruction is the way of intelligent individuals. 4. One should make excuses for righteous people and their absence. 5. Smiling is the laughing of dignified people. 6. Citizens are managed by implementing punishment on those who deserve it and accepting the excuses of those who have a valid excuse. 7. Sometimes juniors have knowledge which seniors do not.
إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم وأوتيت من كل شيء ولها عرش عظيم.
Verse number 23. Indeed, I found there a woman ruling them, and she has been given of all things, and she has a great throne. I found a woman who rules them, and this woman has been given of all means of strength and kingdom, and she has a large throne on which she manages the affairs of her people.
وجدتها وقومها يسجدون للشمس من دون الله وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ.
Verse number 24. I found her and her people prostrating to the sun instead of Allah, and Satan has made their deeds pleasing to them and averted them his way, so they are not guided. I found this woman, and I found her people prostrating to the sun instead of Allah, and Satan has beautified for them the actions of idolatry and sins they are on. So he has turned them away from the path of truth, and thus they are not guided to him.
أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبَأَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ.
Verse number 25. And so they do not prostrate to Allah, who brings forth what is hidden within the heavens and the earth, and knows what you conceal and what you declare. Satan has beautified for them their actions of idolatry and sins, so that they do not prostrate to Allah alone, who brings the rain which he has hidden in the skies, and the plants in the earth, and he knows the actions you hide, and those you make apparent, none of this being hidden from him.
الله لا إله إلا هو رب العرش العظيم.
Verse number 26. Allah, there is no deity except Him, Lord of the Great Throne. Allah, there is no true Allah besides Lord of the Great Throne.
قال سننظر أصدقت أم كنت من الكاذبين.
Verse number 27. Sulaiman said, I will see whether you are truthful or where of the liars. Sulaiman, peace be upon him, said to the Hopo, I shall see if you are truthful in what you claim or were you amongst the liars.
اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقه إليهم ثم تول عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون.
Verse number 28. Take this letter of mine and deliver it to them. Then leave them and see what answer they will return. So Sulaiman wrote a letter and handed it to the Hopo and said to it, Take this letter of mine and give it to the people of Saba and hand it over them and step aside from them so you can hear what they say discuss regarding it.
قالت يا أيها الملأ إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم.
Verse number 29. She said, O eminent ones, indeed, to me he has been delivered a noble letter. The queen received the letter and said, O noble ones, a noble magnificent letter has been given to me.
إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Verse number 30. Indeed, it is from Sulaiman, and indeed it reads, In the name of Allah, the Gracious, the Merciful. The content of this letter, which has been sent by Sulaiman and which begins with, In the name of Allah, the Gracious, the Merciful is,
Allah ta'lu alayya wa'tuni muslimin.
Verse number 31. Be not haughty with me, but be come to me in submission as Muslims. Do not be arrogant, and come to me obediently and submitting to what I call you towards, namely declaring Allah's oneness and leaving associating partners with Him, which you are involved in, as you worship the Son alongside Him.
قالت يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون.
Verse number 32. She said, O eminent ones, advise me in my affair. I would not decide a matter until you witness for me. The queen said, O noble ones and leaders, explain to me the right course in my matter. I am not going to decide a matter until you come to me and present your opinions regarding it.
قالوا نحن أولو قوة وأولو بأس شديد والأمر إليك فانظري ماذا تأمرين.
Verse number 33. They said, We are men of strength and of great military might, but the command is yours, so see what you will command. The nobles from her people said, We are people of great power and strong might in warfare, but the opinion is what you think, so see what you will command us to do, we are able to carry it out.
قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة وكذلك يفعلون.
Verse number 34. She said, Indeed, kings when they enter a city, they ruin it and render the honored of its people humbled. And thus do they do. The queen said, When kings enter any city, they ruin it by killing, seizing, and looting they carry out, and they make its leaders and nobles disgraced, after the honor and protection they enjoyed. And this is how kings always behave when they conquer the people of a city, to plant the seeds of fear and awe in the hearts of the masses.
وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ
Verse number 35. But indeed, I will send to them a gift, and see with what reply the messengers will return. I am sending a gift to the sender of the letter and his people. And I shall see what the messengers bring after sending this gift. Beneficial points. 1. The Hopu's criticism of the people of Seba for their idolatry and disbelief is a proof that faith is natural amongst the creation. 2. It is necessary to investigate the one being accused and to verify his proofs. 3. It is permissible to investigate the affairs of the enemies. 4. Part of the etiquette of the letters is to begin them with the name of Allah. 5. Expressing the honor of a believer in the presence of the people of falsehood is a desired matter.